Nathan Zagura, happy to be joined now by the Chief Strategy Officer of the Cleveland Browns, Paul DePodesta. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
We're certainly happy to have you here. Just start from the beginning. Define analytics for everybody.
I think I probably have a very, very different definition than most. You know, for me, analytics is just about trying to use information to help you make better decisions. And that information can come in very different forms. You know, as I was telling people here a little while ago, when we time players in the 40-yard dash at the combine, that's a form of analytics, right? Or when we put together a game plan, or when we're trying to figure out what play to call on 3rd and 8, we use information on what the other team has historically done in those situations. That's all analytics in my mind. It's not always about numbers necessarily, but it is just about information and how best to use it.
And how would you describe your role here as the Chief Strategy Officer?
You know, it's funny, analytics is probably a very small piece of that, you know, although that's what everyone's really focused on. I think that all great organizations, whether they're in sports or even outside of sports, they all do something that gives them a sustainable competitive advantage, some process, some system that just separates them from the pack. And that's really my job here, is to work with everybody, the head coach, the scouts, players, support staff, really everybody, to try to find out and create those processes and ultimately implement those processes that we think that are going to give us that sustainable competitive advantage and make us a good team, hopefully for a long, long time.
All right, so you played football in college. Your first job was,
believe it or not,
in the CFL in football. So at that point, was that your goal to always be in football, or when did it change from football to baseball, and how did football creep back in?
It was. You know, as you noted, I played both football and baseball in college. Loved both. Was more passionate, I think, about football. Uh-huh. Was more physically suited for baseball. But when college was over, I really did want to work in football. So I took an unpaid internship in the Canadian Football League, did that for a season. Fortunately, won a Grey Cup, which was great, and then was looking for graduate assistant jobs in college football. Really wanted to become a coach and thought that's what I wanted to do. And while I was in the process of doing that, knowing that school wouldn't start until August, I got a tip that the Cleveland Indians were looking for an intern, and I thought maybe it was just for spring training, which I was free, you know. So I sent my things in. I went and interviewed with Mark Shapiro 20 years ago this month. Actually, and they told me the internship was for the whole year, but you know, once they offered it to me, I just thought, how could I turn this down? You know, these guys were just in the World Series. I was in the CFL.
Absolutely. You know?
And it was a great opportunity, and so I jumped at it. And there have been a couple times in the interim, 20 years, where I've had some opportunities to maybe go back, and it just wasn't the right time, but this really felt like the right time and the right situation to get back into football.
So you come out of the World Series with the Mets. At that point, are you thinking at all, next year I'm going to be working in the NFL?
No, not at all. In fact, I didn't meet with everybody until after the World Series, and that was certainly our focus and my focus through you know, September and October. And it was a great experience, something a lot of people had worked really hard for a number of years to try to create that. So I was excited about what the next 5 years in New York were going to look like, because I think they're hopefully going to be really good for the Mets and their fans. But this really was a unique opportunity. I mean, first it was football, so that was in itself interesting to me. But quite honestly, the fact that it was Cleveland really made a huge difference for me. I think that's what put it over the top. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of affinity for Cleveland and the fans here. And look, the years that I was here were phenomenal, you know, and I look back at them with a tremendous amount of fondness. So the idea that I had a chance to come back to Cleveland, sort of start all over, again, but maybe play a small role in helping recreate something for the Cleveland fans, but this time on the football side, I mean, it was poetic.
Pretty remarkable, and 20 years later.
Yeah, and just something I felt like I had to do.
When you decided to come here, at the time you came here, really, you knew Jimmy and Dee. Mm-hmm. I know you knew Alex Shiner, and you knew Sashi, and you knew that you didn't have a head coach yet, there wasn't that traditional talent evaluator in place, and that it was going to be different. So what sold you about this opportunity in meeting with those people? Because I know at the end of the day, it is about who you work with and how that leads to success.
I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, for me, certainly, as I mentioned before, Cleveland and the Browns was a big draw, but my eyes were open in terms of the people, because at the end of the day, look, wins and losses aside, which is what we're all here for, it is about the people you work with on a daily basis and whether or not they inspire you and support you and everything else. And I've been to enough places to know what it looks like and maybe what it doesn't look like, you know, in the wrong spot. And I just, when I met Alec and Sashi and Jimmy and Dee, I just had a great feeling about everybody. There was a real sense of collaboration. There was a real sense that they just wanted to get this right, you know, and they didn't care about who was going to get credit or exactly how we were going to do it, but they really, really wanted to get it right. And I just felt like, geez, this could be really fun to be a part of.
What's been the most exciting part of the first few weeks on the job?
Oh, I think just helping put it all together. You know, meeting with the coaches, making that decision, you know, to bring in Hugh. I think the energy and excitement he brings to the building and really just sort of setting the tone for everybody. That was, you know, that was exciting because it's such a big building block in terms of what we want to do. And now trying to, you know, round out his staff too. We're adding people every day. I'm no longer the newest person here.
That's good.
You know, so that's a good thing. But that's really been the exciting part. We're assembling this team off the field that hopefully is going to be a big difference.
All right. So you've talked to the media. You've talked to the head coach now. You helped hire him. You've talked to everybody in this building. But for the Dog Pound, the fans of the Cleveland Browns, what's one thing you want them to know about you and what you hope to bring as the chief strategy officer for the Cleveland Browns?
I hate to lose. I mean, I hate to lose. And you know, everywhere I've been, there have been, you know, times that have been difficult, but there have also been great moments, too. And my first day here, when I met with some of the guys in football operations, I just recounted, you know, a handful of moments that I've been fortunate enough to be a part of over the course of the past 20 years. And when I talk about those moments or I think about them, I still get chills. And that's why we're all in this, you know, and that's why the fans love the games. Is to create those moments that for the rest of your life just make an impact on you. That's what I want to do here. And if I didn't think it was probable, like forget about possible. If I didn't think it was probable, I wouldn't be doing this.
Well, Paul, we're certainly happy to have you aboard. Thanks so much for the time and best of luck.
Thank you.